The lawsuit filed today in Los Angeles against two Catholic cardinals stems from a scandal involving a fugitive Mexican priest. Father Nicolas Aguilar Rivera is wanted on charges of raping at least 26 Los Angeles boys and an unknown number of Mexican children during his years as a priest. Jeff Anderson is a lawyer representing one of his victims, known as Juan Doe.
And we have filed this to not only seek relief for this child, but to protect others.
Despite numerous legal charges, the priest in this case served only 1 year in a Mexican jail. Mexican authorities are hesitant to go after the church, but Vatican officials were even slower to take action. Aguilar Rivera was not defrocked for more than 20 years after the church first learned of the rape allegations. This particular scandal isn't new. Jeff Anderson and associates filed two lawsuits related to the scandal in 2006, which were dismissed. But their legal approach is new. The lawyers representing the victim are citing a 1789 law called the Alien Tort Claim Act. Anderson says it is used to grant jurisdiction over crimes committed by foreigners.
It is for the most grievous violation of human rights. Included and specified in the international law is torture, genocide, slavery, and systematic child rape. And that's what this is.
The Archdiocese of Los Angeles released a statement saying, quote, "None of the documents concerning this priest are new. Mr. Anderson's claims are preposterous and without foundation." But sexual abuse victim Manuel Vega had strong words for Catholic leaders.
It's a criminal organization. They are shuffling these monsters state to state, parish to parish, internationally, with the full knowledge that these individuals have arrest warrants.
Documents show that Cardinal Mahoney was unaware that Aguilar Rivera was a pedophile when he came to LA. But when young victims came forward, the priest informed the church of his intention to flee to Mexico. The victim's lawyers believe Cardinal Mahoney and the church helped the priest escape charges. Aguilar Rivera continued to abuse children in Mexico and remains at large there today. Timothy Beckworth, Annenberg Radio News.